boundless baryons. How diffuse gas contributes to an isotropic TSZ signal around simulated 300 clusters, by Martin Lochen et al. Upcoming high redshift observations of the anisotropic distribution of diffuse gas surrounding galaxy clusters, observed through the thermal Sunyaev-Zeldovich TSZ effect, will help distinguish between different astrophysical feedback models, account for baryons that appear to be "missing" from the cosmic census, and potentially be used as a cosmological probe. To glean information from these observations, a typical approach is to apply a halo model-based gas prescription to dark matter simulations or analytic predictions. This study seeks to inform such prescriptions by analyzing gas in the 300 Gizmo-Simba hydrodynamic simulations, investigating whether gas beyond halos is a major contributor to the anisotropic TSZ signal. Various definitions are applied to separate concentrated gas from diffuse gas at redshift Z equals 1, and the TSZ signals from each category across 98 simulation snapshots are combined through oriented stacking along the galaxy filament axis. The results vary significantly depending on the definition used for diffuse gas, indicating that care must be taken when discussing the fraction of cosmic gas in a diffuse state. In all cases, the diffuse gas is important, contributing up to approximately 50% of the TSZ signal. The unbound gas existing at 1 to 2 virial radii from halo centers is especially key. Oriented stacking and environmental subselections help to amplify the signal from the warm-hot intergalactic medium, which is aligned but less concentrated along the galaxy filament axis than the hot halo gas. This was Boundless Baryons. How diffuse gas contributes to an isotropic TSZ signal around simulated 300 clusters, by Martin Lochen et al.